checking in today with PJ Horsley. PJ in town for state golf this weekend up in Sheridan. PJ, thanks for taking a few minutes to speak with us today.
Yep, thank you.
I want to talk about your last year or so, getting ready for another year of golf. Obviously, the season is fast and furious, which means you got to put in a lot of prep work over the course of the off season. Talk to us about what a typical off season in golf looks like in order to be as competitive as you are when it comes state tournament time.
So it really starts in the spring when we go to spring tournaments, and then in the summer I compete in the Idaho Junior Tour and practice every single day out on the course.
How many holes would you say you play on a normal day?
I try to get more than 18, so about like 27 is my hopeful goal every day.
Trying to hit 27. And who's the better golfer, you or your dad?
I would have to go with myself.
That would be my guess, too, but I thought I'd throw that out there. PJ, the last couple of years, you've certainly been the leader of this golf squad for Star Valley High School. How has that evolved and changed maybe your role within the program?
So as a freshman, I was kind of our two-man, and we had some good leaders, Carson Spaulding. And then over time, I've just been in the one spot. And I think just going into every single tournament, trying to shoot my best and helping my team can kind of use that as an example to shoot their best. I think it helped us to be able to score better and be better all together.
Obviously, with golf, every course is a little different. You had a chance to play on a familiar course last weekend to qualify for state, of course, but you play all around the state and the region. What are some of the subtle differences that maybe casual players don't necessarily see when it comes to going course to course as a competitive high school varsity golfer?
I think by far the probably most prominent thing would be green speed. You take a course like the one in Star Valley, and the greens are decently quick, but more on the slow side. And then you'll take a course like the Powderhorn that we play this week, and the greens are going to be rolling super quick. And that putting is probably one of the most hard things when it comes to golf because of the green speed going course to course.
Let's talk about your teammates and who's there with you and maybe some of the roles they have on the squad. Tell us who's there with you this weekend.
So we got Brigham and Benson Ardina, and then Sean Stout and Aiden Nakora.
And talk about those guys. They each have different roles on the team as far as keeping things light. Is there a glue guy? Is there a funny guy? Is everybody serious? Kind of what are some of the personalities that you interact with?
I think this year we've had a really chill team overall. No one's super crazy. Everyone's kind of got a level head to them. And they're all super fun to hang around.
When it comes to the state tournament, obviously a little different. As you mentioned, you were playing varsity as a freshman. Now you're a senior. And you've changed classifications from the 3A to the 4A. You have to qualify to get to state. You don't just get to go. And in terms of that, you guys have some goals for this weekend. Tell us about some of those goals and what would constitute a successful weekend at state for Star Valley High.
I think overall, just everyone play the best golf they can. Going into state, we're hoping everyone can kind of peak when we get here. Kind of been building up all season. So for everyone to play their best golf, whether the outcome's winning a state championship or placing or anything, just everyone being able to play their best would be the best outcome.
You've been right there in terms of being one of the top golfers in the state the last couple years, your second last weekend. Where would you like to finish individually? Or like you said, does it not really matter? You just want to play your best, but where do you think that would put you?
I think out of any year ever, I think I got a shot at taking state, and I go with going into the tournament with that mentality, but try to win. But yeah, I'll just shoot the lowest score I can and play some solid golf over the next couple of days.
What kind of explain what you do, because you went over on a Wednesday and you're putting in a couple of practice rounds there at the Powderhorn, you said. What are some things that you and the coaches, Coach Fulmer and Coach Johnson, what are some things that you guys learn with those practice rounds that you feel like you can implement when the tournament starts?
I think just kind of getting to know the layout of the course, you know, where you can afford to miss to, where's the places you can't miss to, where the pins are most likely to be and how you can best attack those pins. Just so you can go into the first day being playing solid and playing smart golf.
And who do you feel like individually and team-wise are maybe at the top of the hill that you're going to be trying to finish in front of?
Yeah, so there's Cheyenne East, Kelly Walsh, and I would say Jackson are the probably the most solid teams in the state right now. They all have five kids that can post in the 70s every weekend. So our team's going to have to do a good job of playing solid so we can match those teams or beat them.
I know one thing that Coach Fulmer brings up all the time, golf is a lifetime sport. It's something you can do your entire life after high school, once you've kind of got the hang of it, of course. What are some of your goals post-high school golf? You want to keep playing along those lines or to just turn into more of a casual player?
So I've gotten some opportunities. Some schools reached out, and I haven't completely decided, but I could go play some college golf or just play every single day probably as a casual player. If that's not the case, it'll always be a super big part of my life now for sure.
Any advice to give to golfers, both young and old, out there as you get set for your last state tournament?
I would just have to say probably just enjoy every single round, because every shot's different, and every time you hit the ball, it's going to be different. So just enjoy every single moment.
Pretty good advice from PJ Horsley. PJ, thanks for taking a few minutes with us today. Best of luck this weekend, and I hope you have as good a round as you want.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.